say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw, dude. I'm sick, man, so let's keep this brief.
Yes, please. I'm going to get out of here as soon as possible
today. No kidding. My goodness.
All right, first things first. Huge news last night in WWE backstage.
The Satin Sheet reporting exclusively.
New signees. So, as first reported last night, WWE backstage on the Satin Sheet with Ryan Satin. WWE first confirmed after news broke on the dirt sheets yesterday that Timothy Thatcher had joined WWE. They confirmed that. Yeah. And they also announced the signing of one Killer Cross.
Oh, Kevin Kezar.
Yeah. In a subsequent press release, WWE had this to say about Cross. Quote, Kevin Kezar, better known as Killer Cross, is a towering competitor at 6'3", 250 pounds, has a background in catch wrestling. Kezar has competed in India and Mexico and was recognized as a rising star of the squared circle by the revered Cauliflower Club in 2018. Of course, his girlfriend,
yeah,
Scarlett Bordeaux,
yeah,
signed with NXT some months ago.
Hasn't made her debut yet.
Well, that's not true. She showed up on TV once during something going on backstage.
Oh, yeah, that's
looking
right.
Looking after Candice LeRae, I think.
Yeah, that's right. That's
right. So it's hardly shocking that he decided to sign with WWE. Of course, not that long ago, he said something like, oh, I haven't even talked to Triple H.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, yeah, that might be true. Maybe not. But at least he's talked to somebody.
Yeah, he's definitely talked to the WWE, some representative from WWE.
And obviously, as Casey said at the time that...
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think he actually talked to Triple H? Was he lying through his teeth when he said that? Of course he was.
Probably.
Triple H is like their big pitch man.
Yeah, no.
And everybody's reporting, or I think, well, I don't know, some people are reporting, that a lot, like every major company was after him.
Well, that's what Ryan Satin said last night on Satin
Sheet.
He said every major wrestling company was, I think he was the hottest free agent. Every major wrestling company was making a bid to acquire
services.
Yeah,
but was anybody legitimate talking, like saying that? Like,
oh, I don't know.
I think it's true. We've heard that before.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if AEW was making a push. But, you know, if his girlfriend's in NXT, he'd probably want to go to NXT.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
That made sense. I'd have been more surprised if he'd signed elsewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a stud.
Yeah, he's
got
great.
A great look. He's got a great presence. He's really good.
Yeah, he's got that. He's definitely got camera charisma.
He's got it.
He's got it for sure. Yeah, so this is not shocking at all. But it is, I am curious. What do you think? You think he's going to go to NXT? Or some of the rumors suggested that they had wanted him for main roster in a major push out the gate. That was what was being offered to him.
Yeah.
And of course, that's... Apparently, that's what I forget who the interview was with, but Jazzy Gabbert said something similar. She had always dreamed of being on Raw and SmackDown, and every time she had asked, "Hey, is this possible?" They had said, "We don't have anything for you," which is shocking to me because I feel like you can make a lot of money with Jazzy Gabbert. That's shocking.
Yeah,
that was one of the reasons she left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the idea that hey, you can skip NXT, which is still an interesting way of like. Appealing to somebody, hey, you don't have to worry about going to the developmental.
But at the same time,
you could be on Fox.
Yeah, there's that. But also, I feel like it'd be a lot easier for him to potentially get lost in the shuffle on main roster as opposed to NXT.
Not if he goes to SmackDown. There's nobody on SmackDown.
It depends, because you know, like apparently right now they have nothing for Rusev creatively. That's why he's been off TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but here's the thing, though.
Here's the thing. He might. Sorry, let me finish this first. He might show up, get a major push for I don't know a couple weeks. Vince takes a fancy to somebody else, and he's kind of forgotten about it. We've seen that happen before. Whereas in NXT, I feel like if he goes NXT and Triple H is like, here, I have something for you, he's going to see that through, barring injury.
Yeah.
On the main roster, that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
Like NXT, it's a smaller stage, but it seems the safer bet if you want to make a name for yourself.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what the guy's contract is like or what they're saying, what they're guaranteeing in terms of, hey, this is the kind of screen time you're going to get.
Yeah.
I don't know. We heard the Young Bucks had like a deal that let them get out within 6 months if they didn't like their career.
Ray has a deal like that. He can get out in 18.
Okay. So I don't know if that's standard. I don't know if a guy like Killer Cross would command that kind of deal. I'd be kind of surprised if that was the case. But if they're throwing everything at him, it's not out of the question. And on top of that, if WWE was the place where they were, hey, we're going to give you so much money. They're not going to spend a lot of money on somebody they're not going to use. They don't do that. Like you don't put a bunch of money into somebody that you're then not going to use.
Didn't they pay someone $500,000 to stay home?
Yeah, but he's going to get more than that, dude. If 750 is what they're offering the revival each, this dude's easily getting a million.
You would think, but I wouldn't take it as given that they would pay someone a bunch of money that's not doing anything with them. They'll do something with them out of the gate, but...
I mean, you look, man, you never know what Vince McMahon's going to do. I understand that. But at the same time, like, if they're making this huge push for this guy, then I really doubt that they're going to bring him in for a couple weeks, and then all of a sudden he's going to be EC3. I just don't see it happening. I think it's common sense.
I think it would be foolish for WWE to do that, but given their track record of pushing people and then suddenly not, I don't think it's a given that whatever plans they might have will be followed through. I hope they are, because I think he's great, and I think
I don't really think that's been the case as of recently, like the last couple months, anyways. Like who's really been like pushed and then like shuffled down back the card? They're using people pretty decent these days.
Well, I mean, if it's true, they don't have anything for Rusev after he got himself pretty
over. I don't know. That's sort of one example. I mean, you can look at a guy like maybe Cedric Alexander, who they pushed for half a second and then brought back down.
You know, I'm more speaking historically.
But like, I don't know. I think it's sort of a what have you done lately. Like lately, they seem to be using people actually shockingly pretty well.
Well, at least on Raw.
All right, next. This was cool. This is interesting. This is fun to see. So, at the Royal Rumble, in the lead up to the Royal Rumble, we saw a huge wrestling YouTube return.
Yeah.
Adam Blompied went to WrestleTalk.
Yeah.
To do some fantasy warfare, they call it.
Yeah, it was Rumble stuff, right?
Because he's known for the fantasy booking stuff.
Correct.
And so maybe that was, a video was released today. Ollie said, hey, that video got the most likes we've ever had.
Yeah.
Reaction was great. Get over here, Adam Blumpy. So he's now part of WrestleTalk.
He's back. Cue Eric Bischoff's theme song.
I'm back.
Better than ever.
So, yeah, that's kind of cool. Huge problem with that. On Sundays, apparently he's going to be doing a top 10 list show.
Competition for 10 for the win. However, instead of being a pessimistic about it, let's be positive. That's a potential.
I'm positive his show is going to do better than ours.
Well, there's that. Secondly, there's collaboration opportunities potentially. We can have a huge top 10 wrestling crossover thing.
Well, here's the thing, man. Every channel has their top 10.
Oh, that was the joke of the thing. It's like, oh, he's got a huge new show coming up. What is it? A list? How many entries? 10?
Yeah.
That was the joke of the video.
That was good stuff. Because, of course, What Culture has theirs. Cultaholic does theirs. We do ours.
Everybody does a list.
Zane doesn't do 10. He'll do like 8.
He'll do whatever number he
wants
to.
He'll do whatever number. He'll wake up in the morning and be like, you know what number I like this morning? 7.
7.
So I'm going to do top 10, 7, whatever.
Yep.
Anyways, new season of Top 10 for the Wins coming back soon, too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that today. Well, just you and me, not on camera.
No.
Anyways.
No, we're not going to talk about that on camera.
Oh, man. Did you hear about this story, Larson?
I did. I was the one actually brought to your attention.
What, the politician?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I heard about this before you brought it to my attention.
At least than an aspect of it that I brought to your attention.
I saw the tweet, and I saw one response to it. I just didn't realize that everybody else
was
talking about it.
Well, I
wasn't
everybody. I'm going to say it's universal. So Congressman Tim Ryan, I believe he's a Democrat.
Yeah, because he was pissed off about Trump's State of the Union.
Yeah, was sitting at the State of the Union. And then it's like, enough's enough, time for a change.
Yeah.
So he got up and left.
Yeah.
And tweeted, quote, I just walked out of the State of the Union. I've had enough. It's like watching professional wrestling. It's all fake.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa, buddy.
So there were...
Whoa, you can't use the F word here.
Okay. Well, that was the attitude of a lot of wrestlers because they took Twitter in response to Congressman Ryan. And some were diplomatic, some not so much.
Oh, my goodness.
Some took offense.
Oh, my goodness.
So first, let's start with Matt Sydal. He was very diplomatic. He said, this is what he had tweeted in response, quote, calling it a charade would have been a better word choice. I'm a pro wrestler voting for Bernie Sanders because his visionary leadership will empower Americans to stand up and end this outrageous charade.
Charade. Speaking of Bernie Sanders, I really want to get a shoot interview from him now because he seems to have some passing interest in the graps. Did you see him at that county fair, whatever it was?
Yeah.
He seemed pretty locked in.
Yeah,
he was walking up to an indie pro wrestling ring out there in the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was into it.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. I wonder if he's like, you know, if he goes back. A lot of the old timers, man. They're into, like, you know, Luthez and
When they lied to people and tried to tell them it was real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's the thing is, like, historically speaking, pro wrestling is predicated on a lie.
Can we just get over, like, it's okay to call it fake? I tell my kid it's fake. I'm like, hey, kid, you know this is fake, right?
Well, I'll speak when Drake Maverick, his tweets about it, he was probably the most passionate about it, at least out of the ones I saw. it's like, I don't think people assume that the moves are painless. You watch some of the stuff. You watch someone getting slammed to a ladder, and I don't know.
Man, that does not look like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
Obviously.
I think when they're calling wrestling fake is that it's predetermined.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying is fake. They're not really fighting.
Yeah.
And the reasons that they're fighting aren't genuine. That's what people are calling fake, not the actual process of professional wrestling.
Like, I extrapolated from this that he was saying this is a bunch of theater, but it's lowbrow theater, which, again, historically is sort of the domain of professional wrestling.
Correct.
It's like lowbrow theater.
Correct.
I love the lowbrow.
Same.
I am like a pig in slop when it comes to lowbrow.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Some more reactions here. Gail Kim, she says, we aren't fake. Trump is. We don't deserve to be lumped into this category. Trump equals predictable and fake.
No, unpredictable.
Oh, unpredictable and fake. Wrestling equals predetermined and physically real. We are the escape from this reality.
Dolph Ziggler says, as a fan of pro wrestling politics and Congressman Ryan, I see many similarities between the jobs we so passionately do, such as it's only real when we win.
Well, Dolph's part of Team Fox News.
I thought so, too.
Yeah. So, interesting retort from him. Drake
yes.
Maverick says, I'll defend my industry until I can't breathe again. It's given me a good life. It's also meant people before me sacrifice their bodies for me to have a good life. They, my colleagues, nor I, should be disrespected and labeled as fake by the uneducated while actors are celebrated.
I don't think Ryan's attempt was to disrespect professional wrestlers. I think he was trying to disrespect Trump.
Yeah, right.
That was the goal of this.
Yeah. Let's keep it real. Technically speaking, the biggest draw in the history of professional wrestling.
And I believe he is a WWE Hall of Famer.
And he is a WWE Hall of Famer. So, you know, hey, man, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. But I get it, man. They're defending their industry. That's cool.
I don't think this wasn't a scenario, I think, when their industry was being attacked.
I agree. But, you know, people get defensive, dude.
Yes. Anyways, let's move on to some NXT and AEW previews. First on the docket for NXT here, Charlotte Flair returns to NXT to answer Rhea Ripley's WrestleMania offer. Is she going to say yay or nay?
She's going all the way to Orlando.
She's going to say yay.
So she's going to say yay. Next, NXT Women's Champion Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair, they come face to face.
I'm guessing this is all going to happen in the same segment.
Yeah, it seems like it makes sense.
Bianca's going to come out. It's like, why are you overlooking me, Rhea?
After Mania, Bianca really needs to be on Raw.
Yeah.
That has to happen.
Yeah.
And put her with the Street Profits, who will then wrestle.
Yes, I know. New NXT Cruiserweight Champion Jordan Devlin, the Irish Ace, comes to Full Sail. That's exciting.
I'm going to mark out over that one.
He's great.
The Undisputed Era vow to get their hands on Tommaso Ciampa. Of course, he murdered Bobby Fish last week.
Laid them all out.
Yeah.
How will the Broserweights follow up on their Dusty Classic win? They've already said, like NXT said, they get a title shot at TakeOver. Where's the ambiguity there?
I don't know. I don't care. I just want to see more Matt Riddle longing over Pete Dunne's face.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. AEW also has happened tonight. Mox versus Ortiz is happening.
Mox going to take out every member of the Inner Circle before he gets his hands on Jericho.
Seemingly, yeah. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Britt Baker versus Yuka Sakazaki.
That'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
I wonder if who's Britt going to cut a heel promo on tonight? Excalibur? It's the only member of the commentary team she hasn't talked crap about.
Yeah, but what could she really say bad about Excalibur?
You're used to be in the bingo halls. You're not cut out for the big time, stuff like that.
Yeah, but she was in the bingo halls too.
But she's also a dentist.
That's true. It's got to be somebody else, though.
I mean,
she sort of speaks. Here's the thing: like last 2 weeks, she sort of speaks the truth, like the biting truth.
Yeah.
What can you really? I mean, Excalibur is kind of beloved.
Machine to say Excalibur, I don't recycle, and neither should you.
There you go.
That was part of his huge speech before every PD.
PWG yeah, yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really obscure. Maybe Taz will be there and she'll talk trash
gosh.
To Taz.
Oh, you might be careful. You might be careful with that
yeah,
one.
No.
He doesn't take truth too well.
Now, next, Cody set to receive 10 lashes at the hands of MJF.
That'll
tonight.
Be good. That'll be really good.
I'm interested to see how they turn that segment kind of on its ear.
That's going to be good.
I can't imagine that Cody's just going to sit there and get hit with a strap 10 times.
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be really clever.
Finally, Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, and the Young Bucks taking on Butcher and the Blade and the Lucha Brothers. This will most certainly open the show.
Oh, this is gonna be a disaster. Why is Kenny trying to do this, man? He needs to leave well enough alone. You're a tag champion. Leave it alone. Hangman doesn't really want to hang out with the Young Bucks.
He's trying to bring his group of friends back together.
Bad move.
I understand the motivation. He's trying to do an admirable thing. Howard, the time is not right to make that happen right now.
You need to live in the real world, Kenneth.
Well, as we all know, wrestling's fake, so it's not the real world, Steve.
Hey, damn it. I'll defend my industry with everything I have.
Oh, how dare I? I'm sorry.
Anyways, be sure to follow us on the Instagram at Steven Larson. Hit that like button. Let's try to get it up to like 700 even.
Yeah, 700. 700 even likes. No, 701.
Likes. On the 701 likes.
701.
Let's just move it one past 700. I think it's a good idea. Check out our Teespring store. Link is in the description. We got some Friendo Club hoodies, some other shirts. And then we also have those Friendo Club shirt sticker packs. Available at friendomarket.com. Mm-hmm. Check those out. I'm going to be sending out those orders this week. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I definitely appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. I'm sure you do, too, right?
Yeah, I do.
That's good. Anyways, it's good to have Adam Blompier back. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
that's pretty
neat.
Cool, right?
It's pretty neat.
Cool. Anyways, thanks for watching. Until next time, talk to you later.
Goodbye.